I suppose Jesus had a kind of sense of humor that was a bit sardonic at times, because this is a sardonic parable, this remarkable contrast between the one who's so proud of his goodness that he wants to trumpet it and contrast it to the sinner. And from that righteousness, that self-righteousness, comes what? Contempt, disdain, looking over their nose imperiously upon the sinner. It's really a maddening attitude, isn't it? To have that imperious judgment upon others, to feel that one stands as a judge over them. I suppose when Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount said, "Judge not that you be not judged," maybe he had this Pharisee in mind. I find in the Christian tradition, the people that are most difficult to deal with, that is us church people, are the folks who look down upon others with contempt and disdain. What gives us that right? Nothing. Nothing. What's so great about this parable is that this sinner who cannot even look up to heaven beats his breast and makes a simple prayer. "Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner." It's one of the great prayers in all the New Testament. It's a prayer we ought to utter with great frequency. I want to tell you about two novels, actually three, and I want to encourage you to read them. The first is by an unknown Russian author, and it came out in the 19th century, and it was entitled The Way of a Pilgrim. The Way of a Pilgrim is at the heart of Eastern Orthodox Christian spirituality, and it's drawing on a tradition of people traveling around Russia, in this case, Ukraine and Serbia, looking for holy fathers who could teach them about the spiritual life. So this young man reads Paul's admonition in 1 Thessalonians 5, which says, "Pray without ceasing." And it launches him into a journey, looking for spiritual fathers, if you will, that can help him understand that. And he finally finds one. And the spiritual father says, "This is your prayer to utter unceasingly to God. Lord Jesus, Son of God, have mercy upon me, a sinner." That's called the Jesus Prayer. It's at the heart of the Way of the Pilgrim. And it's the story of what happens to him as he sort of begins to live out this prayer, almost like a koan in Buddhist chanting, etc., where you just constantly say to yourself, "Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy upon me." Again and again, day after day, mile after mile. Now, there's a second version of this book. It's called The Pilgrim Continues His Way. And I won't give away all the secrets of that book, but that's what it's about, the Jesus Prayer. Now, fast forward to the 1960s. There was a man named J.D. Salinger who wrote four novels and quit. And the reason he quit is that he had said that I said everything I wanted to say. And one of his great novels, of course, is, the one I love the most is called Franny and Zoe. I commend it to you. It was written in the early 60s with all the angst of the 60s. And it's about this brother and sister, and they go through a kind of spiritual crisis. I won't detail it for you, but here's the point. They realize the inauthenticity of the people that they're surrounded by, and they want something deeper. They want something more spiritually grounded, and they discover what? The Way of the Pilgrim. And they begin talking about that book to each other, and they start trying to practice the Jesus Prayer. "Lord Jesus, Son of God, have mercy upon me." And it's a magnificent novel. I commend it to you. I commend to you the disciplines of Lent. And here's one that I would invite you to consider. While you're driving along, while you're walking along, try this prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy upon me. And then say it again. And see what it does to maybe our feelings of contempt and disdain for others. It sort of cures it, you know? It sort of cures it. So on this Lenten journey, try this. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy upon me and take from me my disdain, my contempt, my judgmental attitude, and give me freedom. That is my hope for us on this, our Lenten journey.